2. Sound doctrine is for reading and teaching the Bible. You gotta go to this concert tonight. The greatest saxophonist in the world is playing. So said my saxophone teacher about an upcoming Michael Brecker concert at Cal State Hayward. I was in sixth grade and had just begun playing the saxophone the year before. I was quickly developing a love for jazz music through listening to some of my dad's old tapes and CDs of greats like John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, and Dexter Gordon. But I had never been to a live jazz concert. This would be my first. Greatest is often a disputable title, but Brecker certainly was the premier jazz saxophone virtuoso of his generation. In 2007, at only 57 years old, Brecker died of leukemia. That night, rotating between fronting a big band, leading a smaller combo, and playing solo, Michael Brecker transported me into another realm. While Brecker played, his vintage Selmer Mark VI saxophone seemed less an inanimate hunk of metal than a wizard's wand, able to conjure up any sound he wanted. He could summon a flood of notes out of thin air and cast them perfectly into place faster than any listener could follow. Hearing him improvise was like watching a Rembrandt painting materialize out of thin air. All that perfectly shaded light and dark, all those delicate, invisible brushstrokes, made up as he went, with not a note out of place. But his playing wasn't mere pyrotechnics. It pulsed with focused, fluid emotion as he ranged freely between laughs and cries, laments and lullabies. It seemed impossible to do what he did with the saxophone, and all the more so because he was making it up as he went. The only word for it was magic. Indeed, all good improvisation has something magical about it. It's seemingly effortless, yet